Hi everyone, I'm Ben and welcome to today's Learn English with News. It is Monday, the 12th of September. And today's news story is about a potentially world-changing malaria vaccination. Before I tell you all about that, let's have a look at a few words that I'll be using in today's episode that might be quite difficult. So I'm going to just give you the word now, and then at the end of the podcast, we'll look back at how I use them and, of course, what they mean. So if you want to write them down, then now is a good time to get yourself a piece of paper and a pen. So the first is a phrasal verb, to roll out. And roll is R-O-L-L, to roll out. Next we have a noun, a deal, D-E-A-L. Next, a booster, B-O-O-S-T-E-R. And the next word is jab, J-A-B. Those two words go together. You'll hear that. A booster jab. Next, a verb, to hinge. H-I-N-G-E. Hinge. And finally, a noun, burden. B-U-R-D-E-N. Burden. Listen very carefully for those words. See if you can understand them based on the context. We'll come back to them at the end. So, here is today's news story. Scientists at Oxford University say they have developed a world-changing malaria vaccination. It is expected to be rolled out next year, with trials showing up to 80% protection against the disease. The team already have a deal to manufacture 100 million doses a year. Malaria is spread by mosquitoes, and despite the progress made with bed nets, insecticides and drugs, it still kills over 400,000 people a year. It has taken more than a century to develop an effective vaccine, as the malaria parasite is particularly difficult to immunize against. The historic first vaccine, developed by pharmaceutical giant GSK, was approved last year by the World Health Organization. However, Oxford University say that their vaccine is even more effective and can be manufactured in larger quantities. Trial results from 409 children in Burkina Faso showed that three initial doses, followed by a booster jab, give up to 80% protection. Professor Adrian Hill, director of the Jenner Institute at the university, said, "We think these data are the best data yet in the field with any malaria vaccine. However, it hasn't yet been approved, and the decision hinges on the results of a larger trial of around 5,000 children, due to be released by the end of the year." Professor Hill said the vaccine, called R21, could be made for just a few dollars. He said, "We really could be looking at a very substantial reduction in that horrendous burden of malaria. We hope that this will be deployed and available and saving lives, certainly by the end of next year." And that's today's news story. Okay, so did you hear? And did you understand the words I gave you at the start? Well, let's take a look. So the first word was a phrasal verb, to roll out. So this vaccine is expected to be rolled out next year. So it was used in the passive form, expected to be rolled out. And to roll out means to officially launch or introduce a new product or service. So this vaccine is expected to be launched, introduced. Next, a deal. The team already have a deal to manufacture 100 million doses. And a deal is a business agreement. We'll look at the next two words together, booster jab. So the trial results showed that three initial doses, followed by a booster jab, give up to 80% protection. So a jab is a vaccination, and a booster is a dose of a vaccination that increases the effect of a previous one. Okay, next to Hinge. The decision regarding the approval of this vaccination hinges on the results of a larger trial. So to hinge means to completely depend on something. And finally, burden. And this came in the quote from the professor. We really could be looking at a very substantial reduction in that horrendous burden of malaria. Well, a burden is a duty or a responsibility that is hard to endure, hard to deal with. Okay, so hopefully those words are clear for you. As always, the transcript for today's news story is available right now over on my Patreon page. It costs €5 a month to join the Learn English with Ben fan club, but you will get access to every single transcript of every episode of this podcast, Apprendre l'anglais avec Lactu, and one transcript of one episode a week of my other podcast, Parlez Anglais. Go to patreon.com/learnenglishwithben. I'll put the link in the description of this episode. Thanks for listening, and I'll be back with another news story on Wednesday.